a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Back to Chris Redgrave on KSL News Radio.
We have a new show on KSL Radio every Sunday afternoon, Mighty Main Street, the faces and places of Utah, showcasing the local business owners and organizations who make our communities where we work, live, and play great. We're powered by Visit Salt Lake and the Utah Office of Tourism. And Visit Salt Lake invited our next guest, Janice Bowes, owner of Pierpont Place and Premier Event Services at 163 West Pierpont Avenue. Janice, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, gosh, Chris, thanks so much for having me and featuring our company.
Absolutely. I know that we've had some wonderful conversations about some of the things that you've done to adapt and to reinvent. And I love the story that you were telling me earlier about flowers. Do you want to jump in and give us some of your adaptation around flowers and what you're doing with your Premier Event Services department?
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny. Well, I shouldn't say funny, but, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger is a horrible cliche. But when you've been in business for 20-something years, you have to figure out how to gain fortitude and resilience. And my biggest fear was, what were we going to do, you know, in a complete shutdown situation? And luckily, our floral services, we do all of our decor and floral service in-house for all of our events. And my biggest concern was that we were not, this was not going to be something that was sustainable or very profitable. However, we need to take a look at it because it may be the only answer. And luckily for us, it's been a big hit. For $45, we are delivering to the doorstep a beautiful floral arrangement. And we added, for additional $40, the buyer could also purchase for a frontline, for an essential worker or a first responder or an essential worker or a hospital. They could donate a floral piece to anyone of their choice. And for every 19 orders we receive, we are also paying it forward by donating to a hospital or a first responder. So it's been kind of this evolution of giving back to the community during this downtime and bringing a lot of joy, not only to the community, but to my team. We're able to be creative. We're able to be innovative. And we are pivoting. We're pivoting just like the 08 recession, and we're paying it forward. So I think that should be our motto, don't you, Chris?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. How are you marketing this? How's the word getting out? Because this is impressive.
Thank you. So a lot of social media, of course. Our website, I would love for the listeners to look up our website, www.pierpontplace.com. They could follow us on Instagram. Please like us on Facebook. And then word of mouth. Now, let me tell you, the Salt Lake Chamber and Visit Salt Lake have been amazing partners in our community. They've had to pivot too, and they've spent a lot of resources figuring out how to support us as small business owners. And I've been really happy about the support and the efforts that they've made to keep us in business. So word of mouth predominantly, we are doing quite a bit of social marketing, and then just moving forward, you know, it's not sustainable. So we need to host events. We need to have our parties and our weddings and our corporate events, but it's been a great interim. It's keeping people busy. It's keeping my employees working, and we're bringing so much joy to the community. So temporarily, it's been a great, unfortunate, for lack of a better word, band-aid. But, you know, we are marketing our work. So the community does get to see our creative, wonderful work that we will be rolling out again once we're able to do events. And I'll tell you, you know how event planners, we don't sit idle. We're busy bees. my team has completely renovated and beautified Pierrepont Place. We have put a brand new updated coat of paint on 5,400 square feet. We've waxed the floors. We've bleached. We've sanitized. It's going to be a great place to host a party, let me tell you, when we can get back out there. And we're not in a hurry. We're anxious, but we're definitely cautious moving forward. We're hoping for our reopen to be approximately June 1. So we're starting to meet virtually. Our team is meeting on how to safely and properly move forward in the manner that we need to based on the CDC and our government regulations. And we already ordered our PPE kits, and we're starting to meet with clients with 6 feet of distance and gloves and masks and what have you. So we're navigating through that, but the flowers have been a godsend in the meantime.
Well, that was really smart on your part. And I love the pivot word that you're using. I think that's something that speaks to everybody. I'm really impressed with how you've turned this inward and you're taking your business up a notch. And just by doing the renovation and everything else, I also appreciate the fact that you mentioned Visit Salt Lake, because they're one of the underwriters of this program. They're responsible for the promotion of Salt Lake as being this incredible, vibrant destination with wonderful dining experiences and lodging and nightlife and entertainment options. So I really appreciate you mentioning the fact that they're giving you a lot of support along with the chamber. That means a lot. And I think that's one of the things I'm hearing, Janice, that is just stringing through all these interviews, and that is what the community is doing for businesses. What's been your experience as far as community support?
Well, thanks to the Salt Lake Chamber and Visit Salt Lake and the governor's office, you know, I've been quite the webinar junkie, as many of us business owners have. And I've really tried to take advantage of every financial opportunity and knowledge, you know, knowledge is power, just any sort of information that's available to me on how to navigate through this, and obviously how to secure funding. And what has been my best experience, I would love to promote, is OED. The Governor's Office of Economic Development was actually the most painless process of all of the loan processes. So I encourage my fellow business owners to make sure they apply for that loan. It's 0 interest, 5 years, and they're amazing to work with. I think, honestly, when I applied for that, the second it came out, I was ready, because I had already applied for the city and it was an arduous paperwork process and it run out of money before they even got to me. And then when the state funding came about, they notified me with they had a brief question 2 days later, funded me notified me I was accepted the next day and funded 2 days later. So it was a 5-day turnaround, which is really impressive how they're handling it. When I applied for the EIDL grant and loan, the day it came out in late March, and I'm barely starting to get some communication, and honestly, it's a hot mess. I feel bad for the SBA. They're dealing with the PPE, the PPP, and they're dealing with the EIDL, and it was kind of scary. Honestly, without our local government and our local support, I'm not sure many of us would make it. So kudos to the government. I hope they get more. I could use more.
Well, I think that's a beautiful sentiment about the state of Utah, and also about our Utah SBA program, because they really they got boot on the streets. In fact, people were volunteering, like the team from Visit Salt Lake were volunteering to be able to answer all the calls coming in, because it takes all of us. And that's exactly what your message has been today. I love what you said about fortitude and resilience. Do you have any other closing tips for all of us as we wind down?
Don't look back. Always look forward. And you can, if you think you can, think about it. That's been something I learned from reading a lot of Gandhi and a lot of amazing, inspirational leaders throughout my life. And that's it. If I figured that since I was able to get through the recession, that I could hopefully get through anything. Now, this is a doozy, let me tell you. So now I know for sure that if we can all get through this together, we know we can get through anything. Don't give up. Stay positive. Be a webinar junkie. Utilize the resources around you. And just get it done. That's all we can do. Don't look back. I just don't want failure and bankruptcy to be an option. And so I'm just doing all that I can. And I thank you, Chris, and KSL, and Visit Salt Lake, and the Salt Lake Chamber, and Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses for giving us all the information day by day to ensure that they're doing everything here on a community level to make sure we succeed. Because what are we without small business?
Thank you so much, Janice. And you want to give us your website so people can check out where they can do your Pay It Forward flower delivery?
Yes, thank you. www.pierpontplace.com. It's Pierpont Place is our at Pierpont Place sign for Instagram and for Facebook.
All the best to you, Janice. Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you today. To hear this discussion again, download the KSL News Radio app or listen anywhere you find great podcasts. Just search Mighty Main Street. We're coming right back on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.